Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020. The tarot card for today is the Ten of Swords from the Phantasma Tarot by tarot artist Paulina Cassidy. You know, I've been showing you this deck for a while, and here we are at the end of the year. It's probably coming out late January. I would anticipate, you know, seeing something about it. It will be through U.S. Game Systems, and of course, you can also order it through Paulina, as she also has so many other artworks and prints that you may want to check out. Not necessarily tarot, but really some great stuff. Now, our card today, I'll tell you what. When I look around and I see my friends, my family, people that I know, even people that I don't know, there's a lot of stress that's been hanging heavy in the air. And this is definitely the stress card in how people are feeling it. But it's also a card of recovery. And if you've been with me for a while, you know that I don't like to dwell on the negative side of things. I prefer to promote positivity and healing. And there's so much of that that's available here to you today. And I know that some of you may think that it's not possible, but it truly is. When we see this card, it very often indicates that, you know, that I don't like to say it out loud, but could things possibly get any worse, right? When you think about it that way. But there is that lifting where the stress begins to go away. If things have bottomed out, they begin to look up. And the relief that comes may not be in the most orthodox of manners, okay? You know, it's more like sometimes when you have sought out traditional methods for actual healing and they weren't working. So you look to something that is, you know, maybe a more natural approach or not considered mainstream. And that is where you will find the help that you need. I do want to mention that the moon is in Pisces today, and it is very possible under this sensitive moon to really feel things perhaps more deeply than you should or would on any other given day. And to be aware of that is probably important. But, you know, you can turn this around. And here's the thing. Today, very late in the day here, almost before midnight, and so we're building up to it, and the energy is very useful to you now. There is a trine, yes, between Mercury and Neptune. What a lovely thing to have. And this allows you to take your creativity and your imagination, which are already being influenced by the Pisces moon, and to really utilize them into making things on the creative and spiritual side. You know, not so much concerning yourself with, you know, the daily facts and figures and stuff like that. I would let them go for today and focus on what there is, because it's more likely that you will find yourself caught up in daydreams and things of that nature, but the context of what is there, and not to mention where, you know, to digress for a moment, Neptune is retrograde and it's about to go direct within the next few days, so it's stationing and it's very powerful at this moment. So, you know, it's like, I guess the word is like download. You know, if you download that information in those dreams, you're going to find that it has true meaning and value in your life. And I would be one to venture not just a guess, but even a promise that what is held in those dreams are answers to your stressful situations and really being able to help you find your way to create, you know, things really that even need to be shared, okay, because they feel so beautiful. Like, if you're having a really difficult time, it's always important to remember that you're not the only one. There's somewhere out in this world other people who are experiencing very similar things, feeling the same kind of stress as you, and looking for that recovery. Perhaps you want to write about it. Perhaps you want to start a podcast, a blog, a book, whatever it is. This energy that's available here to you today is one that it is very powerful when it comes to healing, because these things become therapeutic and you become your own therapist in a sense. Remember I said it's not traditional, not like call the doctor and say, hey, I feel bad, give me something that makes me feel good. Not that kind of thing. This is you. What you're utilizing with the energies that are available here and turning it into something that allows you to stand back up straight and see the light that is coming in. Because soon, very soon, there are some major shifts taking place. We are in the middle of the final eclipse season of 2020, and you're not going to believe the massive changes which are on hand. I will be discussing all of these at great length over on my Patreon, which is an app that you can download, and talking about 2021 and what to expect December, what to expect. If you haven't listened to my December Love and Finance, I put that out on Podbean. It's on any podcast provider that you may use, like iTunes, etc. It's on YouTube, all right? So you can have a listen to that and know not just, you know, what kind of videos I do, but what to expect, what these major shifts are. Because this moment right here is indicating, you see how our figure in the card is coming out of that box and using that sword as support to straighten back up again and to stand. All right, so it's time to rise, it's time to succeed, and it's time to create. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.